local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Heading for a high around 90 today. Details from Dr. Bill coming up, 72 now. Let's check traffic. Here's Kane on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
From the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Myra Drive at Pleasant Valley Road. Just waiting for the records on an older accident. We've got a good ride so far across the Bayway. Some heavier traffic right at the Daphne exit. As you're traveling over towards Loxley and I-10, also seeing some delays, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Pretty good start to our Friday morning. Throughout July, the Spa at the Battle House is featuring Treat Yourself Tuesdays and Wind Down Wednesdays. Receive 30% off any service 50 minutes or longer on Tuesday and Wednesdays. Dial 338-5700 for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
Why does Dr. David Northcutt keep spreading lies about Chris Elliott? What does Dr. Northcutt have to hide? Several years ago, Dr. Northcutt was caught dispensing narcotics without a license. He pled guilty and was punished with probation. A few years later, the state of Alabama again charged Northcutt with 10 counts of providing false, fraudulent, misleading, and deceptive communications. And again, they found him guilty, and he paid thousands in fines. Today, Northcutt is facing another set of complaints, federal complaints, about his misuse of patients' private information. Who'd have thought a politician who's been found guilty of providing fraudulent communications? No wonder you can't trust David Northcutt to tell the truth. Get the facts at GuiltyDoctor.com.
The enemy is everywhere.
The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. I'm probably going to pull this thing back in and just go edit and make it bone in because it is out of control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you start adding chicken fingers into the mix, there's whole other range of restaurants.
There's so many, okay, because we're still getting more suggestions. I think I've heard 20 or 30 different places on our online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Who makes the best fried chicken? Talking about it because it's National Fried Chicken Day. And Dalton and I, by the way, Kelly will be back with us Monday, but Dalton and I pretty big fried chicken fans.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, put it that way.
Well said.
Yeah. And it sounds like, in reading the text line and looking at your votes, we're not alone in this. There's a lot of people that are popping on the online opinion poll question. And by the way, too, cooking your own fried chicken at home. We'll have Chew from Sip and Chew. That's Stu. He's going to, that show on Sunday mornings, if you check him out, talking about all local foods and how to make them yourself, even super local, like they're in your own home. Stu's going to run us through how to make some great fried chicken.
And the thing about fried chicken, of course, if you can make, and I'm going to be listening intently because mm-hmm. I've never been able to fry chicken the way that I like it. So yeah. hopefully he'll be able to help me with that. But the thing about fried chicken is the best fried chicken in the world can come from nowhere. Just some people say that this gas station that no one goes right. to has the best fried chicken in the world. I wonder how much of it depends on how your mind is working at the time that you get that fried chicken.
Yeah.
But I can't think of very many other foods where you say, oh, you haven't tried the chicken at the Exxon down the street? What right. you're missing out big right. time.
There is a cool, like, and maybe it's national, but I know it's a Southern culture thing, where you find those, you go to the fill-in station, go to the gas station, and they, not the ones that have the the big thing in the store from the other restaurant, but like where they do their own, where you get the potato logs and all that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. Yeah, and you are right. You can go there and it can be really, really good one time, and that's your state of mind. It's also it fresh oil or whatever, who's cooking that day, and then the next time you go back, it's not as good, but there's some variance.
Yes.
There's some variance in the product. By the way, too, speaking of all this food stuff, I saw a stat that came out yesterday about the density of fast food restaurants per capita.
Mm.
Alabama's a winner.
Number one.
Numero uno. Alabama. Hey,
we won something. That's right. Awesome. Other than a national championship.
Right. Other than football, we also win for the highest density of fast food restaurants. I wonder why we expanding waistlines around here. Alabama ranks number one on the list for most fast food restaurants per capita. 6.3 restaurants per 10,000 residents. Vermont is bringing in the rear of this with only 1.9 restaurants per 10,000 residents. Let me give you top 10. Everybody's into the top 10 list, right? Alabama number one with that 6.3 per 10,000. Nebraska number two, 5.4.
The Cornhuskers.
West Virginia. Let's continue to make a fat joke there. 5.3. Oklahoma, 5.3. Tennessee, 5.2. Indiana, 5.0. The District of Columbia. The District, y'all, 5.0. Georgia at 4.9, Missouri at 4.9, South Carolina at 4.9. So your top 10 there, fast food restaurants per capita, but Alabama leads at 6.3. I mean, by a long shot.
The outlier there, Washington, D.C., that's probably like $20 a meal at their fast food restaurant.
That's right. That's just to get fries. It's just to get fries. Hey, speaking of Washington, of course, a big talk today about the tariffs and the trade war ramping up. What's it mean for the United States, us consumers here stateside? What do you think the Chinese will do? Dalton, you have more on that story this morning.
Yeah, and this could be just the beginning. Well, obviously, it is the beginning, and everybody's already calling it a trade war, but as of midnight Washington time, so that would have been 11 o'clock Central last night, Washington imposed a 25% tariff on about $34 billion of imports from China. They're saying this is the first in a possible series of increases because President Trump before has said that this could eventually affect up to $550 billion of Chinese goods. I was reading a story about this earlier this morning, an editorial from the Washington Post board, which, of course, it's slanted. It's an editorial, but they do have some facts in there. But one of the things they mentioned that kind of put this into perspective for me, they said this opening 25% tariff on 818 Chinese imports worth $34 billion a year amounts to a rounding error as compared with the overall size of the U.S. and Chinese economy. So, of course, you think of how much money is coming in and leaving both the United States and China.
Right.
$34 billion, not a whole lot to be taxed, but still, this is the beginning of a trade war. They're already calling it that. And the Chinese media actually, overnight, they said that they responded. Chinese Foreign Ministry said retaliatory tariffs took effect once Washington imposed those tariffs on China. And the Communist Party newspaper People's Daily said they were imposed on a $34 billion list of goods issued last month that included soybeans, pork, and electric vehicles. They also said Washington has ignited the biggest trade war in economic history. I went back a little bit because I didn't know much about the history of trade wars, and I was wondering, when was the last time the United States did get into a trade war? I was thinking maybe 70s, 60s, somewhere. I was way off. I guess everybody's bringing it back to when President Herbert Hoover signed the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act.
Y'all remember that from history class, Smoot-Hawley Tariff? That was an answer or several answers on probably a 10th, 11th grade history class. You had to have that. I remember writing that down.
If they taught me that, I didn't remember it. But during the Great Depression, and I need to do a little bit more research on this, or maybe somebody can text in. How did it turn out then? I know CNN was saying it didn't work out well for the United States back then. But in this Washington Post editorial, they said Trump seems fixated on tariffs as a means to a far less legitimate, far less realistic goal. They said reducing the merchandise trade deficit is his number one goal here, which last year was $376 billion between the United States and China. So United States bringing in $376 billion more last year alone in merchandise trade. Wonder if that didn't playing a huge role in these tariffs that were announced this morning.
All right, we'll talk more about that coming up after 8 o'clock as well. 7:15, we'll check in with News 5, and we'll catch up on sports with Dalton next.
The BP oil spill affected all of us, devastating the Gulf Coast, damaging our lives. But after we fought so hard to force BP to pay the bill for the damage they caused, some politicians tried to take the money for themselves.
politicians like Will Ainsworth. Ainsworth helped lead a group of North Alabama lawmakers to take money from the Gulf Coast and send it to North Alabama. Ainsworth told the media he voted along the lines of other North Alabama members to try to bring more of the money back home. He said, "I would rather that money have gone to North Alabama." Now, Will Ainsworth wants to be our lieutenant governor, the same man who tried to take money from the Gulf Coast when we needed it the most. The same Will Ainsworth who would have sold out Mobile and Baldwin counties if he could. We said no to Will Ainsworth once. On July 17th, tell Will Ainsworth no one more time.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A large fire sparked by fireworks in Destin is finally out. That fire started around 10:30 last night. It took firefighters hours to extinguish the blaze on the island side of the Destin Bridge. A two-year-old boy is dead after drowning in his grandparents' pond in Van Cleve, Mississippi. This happened during a family outing July 4th. Brian Chapman's parents said it took just minutes to realize he had run over to the pond to prove he didn't need his swimmies. Still no arrest in a shooting at Bel Air Mall. Tuesday night, two men began arguing inside Victoria's Secret. Several shots were fired. Three bullets hit a pair of mall kiosks. A four-year-old boy from Alabama has inspired a national fried chicken chain to show some love. To mark National Fried Chicken Day, Church's Chicken is donating $1 per social media mention to help feed the homeless through Austin Perrine's Foundation. The four-year-old found himself in the national spotlight in May when he was featured on CBS News for his good deeds. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
717 on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you for starting your day with us on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the sports report. The Mobile Bay Bears beat the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp 7-3 last night. Jumbo Shrimp scored all three of their runs in the top of the first inning, and the Bay Bears answered quickly with three runs of their own in the bottom of the first, including a two-run home run from Jared Walsh. Mobile then added three runs from three different bats in the third inning and added another run in the sixth inning for good measure. Tonight, the Jumbo Shrimp and Bay Bears meet again for the third game of their series. First pitch of the Hank is scheduled for 7:05 p.m. In the major leagues on Thursday, the Atlanta Braves lost to Milwaukee 7-2. The Washington Nationals snapped a five-game losing streak and came back from nine runs down in a 14-12 barn burner win over Miami. Here's the final call from the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network.
And the Nats hold on to win it 14-12.
I mean, the win of the year for the Washington Nationals, without a doubt. Down 9-0, they came back and beat the Marlins.
Minnesota snapped a six-game losing streak with a 5-2 win over Baltimore. Texas beat Detroit 7-5. The Houston Astros got a walk-off ninth-inning win over the Chicago White Sox 4-3. St. Louis hit three home runs, beating San Francisco 11-2. Seattle beat the L.A. Angels 4-1. And San Diego got the W over Arizona 6-3. On the PGA Tour, Webb Simpson shot a 9-under par 61 to lead after one round of a military tribute at the Greenbrier in West Virginia. Simpson leads Wee Kim by one stroke. Phil Mickelson and defending champion Xander Schauffele are in a large group of golfers tied 5 shots behind at 4-under par. And Bubba Watson, 7 shots back at 2-under par. On the 11th hole yesterday, Watson appeared to hurt his wrist on a bunker shot, but he did finish the round. Round two begins this morning. At Wimbledon, former champions Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic both advanced to the third round with straight sets wins on Thursday. Here's Djokovic after beating Horacio Zaballos yesterday.
I respect and I don't underestimate any opponent, and obviously I'm very pleased with the way I played both matches.
In the biggest upset of the day, third seed Marine Cilic lost in five sets to Guido Peya, and the third seed in the women's tournament also lost Thursday when Garbiñe Muguruza lost in three sets to Alison van Uytvanck. After 4 days at Wimbledon, only two of the top eight-seeded women are still playing in the tournament. Today, the third round of the men's and women's singles begins with Roger Federer and both Serena and Venus Williams trying to advance to the next round. The quarterfinals of the World Cup begin today with two games. At 9 this morning, Uruguay will take on France. Uruguay will be hoping for goals from the feet of Luis Suarez and Edinson Cavani, while France hopes their 19-year-old prodigy Kylian Mbappe can continue his hot streak after scoring twice against Argentina. And then at 1 o'clock this afternoon, Neymar and Brazil face Belgium. The Brazilians are attempting to reach the World Cup semifinals for the second time in a row. 7:20 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your dealer-installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
I'm Tucker Dorsey, your Baldwin County Commissioner from District 3. It's a critical time on the Commission, and experience matters now more than ever. I bring the strong, steady leadership that the Commission needs, as well as the business management experience that has allowed Baldwin County to be in the best financial condition ever. Efficient government, smarter growth, and a Baldwin County where we can all be proud to live, work, and raise a family. That's what I stand for, and what I'll continue to work for as your County Commissioner. I'm Tucker Dorsey, and I ask for your vote on July 17.
Paid for by Friends of Tucker Dorsey, Box 450. Silver Hill, Alabama.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is George Zogby. We've all heard President Trump's message of draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. I have a similar vision for Mobile County. I want to drain the streets of Mobile County from the professional criminals. Police officers and deputy sheriffs tell me they are tired of arresting the same criminals over and over again. As district court judge, I can make a difference. July 17 is the day we all say, you're fired, to the serious professional criminals of Mobile County. I'm George Zogby. Not only do I approve this message, this is my message.
Traveling east through Mobile, you'll see a tunnel on I-10.
Call the Jack Green Insurance Agency if you want to save some money.
They'll get back in this car now.
I'm tired of getting stuck in this I-10 traffic. It happens every time we go across the bay this time of day, so I'm making the most of it.
What are you doing?
I'm handing out flyers for Jack Green.
Jack did not.
What better time to think about how much money you could be saving on your insurance by calling Jack Green?
Get away from that truck.
Sir?
You're going to get hurt.
Hey.
Bill, stop.
Did you know Jack Green can insure this dump truck?
Hey, lady, get off my windshield.
You could be paying too much.
What are you, crazy?
Hello?
Crazy lady. Jack Green has been saving the good folks of Alabama money for over 30 years on their homeowners' commercial and business insurance. It just doesn't make good sense to pay too much. Jack Green saves you green. Call for a quote today, 251-344-5393.
Ask for Jack.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a nice ride so far for our Friday morning from Loxley over towards Malbus and Daphne. We've had no delays downtown through the George Wallace or the Bankhead Tunnels. If you travel Cottage Hill, Government, Schillinger, and Three Knots, you'll see no backups and no new wrecks in the roadways. Cart Doctor has moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10, exit 15A, and 1 mile on the left. They've got a great deal this weekend on all their used golf carts from Yamaha, electric and gas. Call 287-2547. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
right, 724 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. On the way, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with the weekend weather scale. Also a discussion of Beryl. We have a named storm in the Atlantic. He'll talk to us about that. Also check weather all through the weekend into next week. Coming your way in about 10 minutes. Plus, Scott Pruitt out at the EPA. We'll get to that coming up next. I want to say hello to my buddy Larry Kirby at LCM and check out what's going on the lot. I know you got some new inventory in.
Absolutely. We got 9 new units yesterday, all of them. We can sell for under $10,000. We've already sold some of them, but we still got 17 vehicles we can sell for under $10,000. They're all good vehicles. They all come with a limited warranty. All can qualify for financing.
Yeah, that price point, you've been talking about it. It means so much to so many of us. That's right in the wheelhouse of what people can spend. And like you said, you can also get us financed.
Absolutely. And, you know, and some of these vehicles are full-size trucks, Avalanches, two-wheel drive and four-wheel drive. So it's not just cars.
All right. And I like that, you know, you do that to me. You know, I like the truck thing. Plus, you can go find a vehicle. If we want something specific that's not on the lot, you can try to find it for us.
Absolutely. We found two for a friend of David's yesterday. So we've had two vehicles for them. They're coming back from overseas, and we'll have their vehicles ready for them when they get here.
Good deal. Give us directions to come see you.
Highway 90 West of Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 725 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, the Scott Pruitt thing, you heard some reports on it as the president has now tweeted that Scott Pruitt has, air quotes, resigned.
Yeah.
Imagine that resignation was motivated by President Trump. I got to tell you, I mean, not to second guess. Okay, to second guess. I can't believe he kept him on as long as he has. The allegations against Pruitt, like, it's something, like, I go, oh, you got to be making that up. You know, one or two of them, you're like, okay, that's probably what happened. Then they keep stacking up. After months of controversy and ethical questions, EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt has resigned from the agency. He's increasingly come under fire after multiple allegations of abusing his power, including such things as spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on first-class travel. That's the one the president had commented on. Also, a sweetheart real estate deal tied to a lobbyist with the EPA. Also, to attempt to secure a private business deal for his wife, the Chick-fil-A franchise, right? Other allegations, giving bonuses and pay raises based on just favoritism to people who work for him with the EPA. Man. Like, I like you. Here's some more money.
Amazing.
I mean, if they can, that's the kind of thing that if they're a government employee, has to be documented, right?
Yeah, you would think so.
And is he such a fool to think that, like, they wouldn't be able to run the paperwork on this?
And didn't the rumors about what Pruitt was doing start, and not even rumors, but allegations started a long time ago, and it seems like that didn't faze him one bit. He just kept on rolling.
He pushed back. Yeah. Remember? And he, like, his press secretary was out pushing back against this, and also speaking things, the allegations, that they went and scrubbed his meeting, like, so I guess you have whatever your digital dossier is on who you're meeting with and, you know, who you're, as EPA chief, you know, who's in your office at 9, who's in your office at 10. They scrubbed it because it didn't look good. Some of the people that were coming.
Amazing.
How this person, this is what scares me when you look at government at all levels, but here it is at the top, this federal government. How a person like that gets, if half those allegations are true, okay? Because I like to see things in the, maybe half of them are true. How does that person get to a position to be, you know, in the running for EPA chief?
I have no idea, but it looks like the final straw probably came, they said Pruitt's resignation came days after two of his closest advisors finally spoke with the House Oversight Committee investigators, and during that meeting with the investigators, they revealed even more new embarrassing details in some of those scandals that have been revolving around Pruitt. But even yesterday, Trump stood behind him. He was talking to reporters on Air Force One, said there was no final straw and that he had not asked for Pruitt's resignation.
Uh-huh.
He said, Scott's a terrific guy. He came to me and said, I have such great confidence in the administration that I don't want to be a distraction. And Trump went on to say, he'll go and do great things and have a wonderful life, I hope.
Jeez Louise. 728 FM Talk 1065. Remember, the Summer Better Than Others contest is on now. $5,500 worth of a grand prize. Of course, $50 weekly prizes. This week, your chance to get registered for the grand prize and win that weekly prize at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes right there at Moffett Road and I-65. Stop in, drop your name in the registration box, and maybe this time next week, we'll be talking about you as the weekly winner. And of course, that puts you in the running for $5,500 worth of goodies. Details on our website and Facebook page. Dr. Bill joins us coming up in just a couple minutes.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A large fire sparked by fireworks in Destin is finally out. The fire started about 10:30 last night. It took firefighters hours to extinguish the blaze on the island side of the Destin Bridge. We could learn the identity today of a man who died in a house fire yesterday afternoon. The fire happened on Brill Circle just off Dolphin Island Parkway in Mobile. Neighbors called 911 around 4 o'clock after seeing the flames.
I was standing right beside him and I started screaming, everybody's in there, come out, say something. And I was hollering and nobody would come, and the fire company pulled up.
A man from Satsuma is still in jail this morning, 2 days after authorities say he drove drunk and plowed into multiple cars and a person watching fireworks in Grand Bay. Johnny Sasser is charged with DUI, but he'll likely face additional charges. 3 children and 4 adults were injured in the crash. They were all watching fireworks on Highway 90 Wednesday night. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Celebrate your independence during the month of July with a Liberty Safe during Mike Ward's Scratch and Dent Truckload Sale, now going on. Save hundreds on slightly blemished Liberty Safes with a lifetime replaceable warranty and a fire or attempted break-in. Best of all, have your Liberty Safe delivered up to 50 miles ground floor at no extra charge. Financing for 12 months at 0% interest is available with approved credit. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe at exit 5B, I-65 in Moffett and Mobile. Call 471-1137.
As the Trump administration's 25% tariffs on 800 Chinese products went into effect, correspondent Christine Romans reports China retaliated with tariffs on U.S. goods.
Calling the U.S. a trade bully. China threatening high-value U.S. exports, cars, crude oil, cash crops like soybeans.
The deadline for reuniting children separated from parents who tried to enter the U.S. illegally is approaching. HHS Chief Alex Azar says his department is caring for nearly 3,000 such children.
By July 6, all parents were supposed to have some sort of contact or communication with their children. Now, I spoke to a detained mother in detention at Port Isabel, and she says not only is that not happening, she doesn't entirely know where her child is.
Correspondent Nick Valencia. Elon Musk is sending a team of engineers to Thailand to help rescue that boys' soccer team stuck in a flooded cave. A diver taking supplies to the group died last night from a lack of oxygen. I'm Evan Haining.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Zynerba Pharmaceuticals stock dumped 17% after the company posted disappointing clinical trial results for a cannabinoid therapy it was developing as a potential treatment for neuropsychiatric disorders. In 60 healthy volunteers, the skin patch did not achieve the targeted blood levels. Some business executives are scaling back or postponing investments due to concern over the potential impact of a trade war with China. That's the takeaway from the minutes from the Federal Reserve's June meeting. Fed officials restated the view that a gradual pace of rate increases is warranted with balanced risks to the economy. China's immediate response today to $34 billion of U.S. tariffs on imports is just about a guarantee President Trump will follow through on his threat to boost levies to $50 billion and possibly much higher as he continues to press for changes in the trade relationship with Beijing. The Dow added 182 points yesterday, but futures are pointed toward a lower open on Wall Street today. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI. because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a nice ride so far across the Bayway. Westbound lanes coming in from Daphne and Spanish Fort in downtown. From DIP and the 65 split out towards Range Line, Theodore Dawes and Highway 90, no problem. Schillinger and Three Notch, you've seen some radar there. Also along Moffitt and Spring Hill and 65 heading up northbound, but no major backups and no new wrecks in the roadways. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. And good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, got a weekend ahead of us here. We'll get to the weekend weather scale shortly. I do want to talk about the tropics with you. You were watching an area in the Atlantic yesterday, and it's now blossomed into something. What are we looking at?
Yeah, we now have the season's first hurricane, Hurricane Beryl, which is about halfway between Africa and the Caribbean. It's a very, very small hurricane, and with winds of 75 miles an hour, could strengthen a little bit more. Moving west at about 14 miles per hour. It's going to maintain that track toward the Caribbean over the next several days, but it's going to move into an area that is not favorable for to maintain its strength, and that is the upper air winds are too strong, and it will be what we call shear. And it will lose strength and could possibly drop all the way down into just a tropical wave by the time it reaches the Caribbean. So it doesn't appear to be any threat to any land area, but it is the first hurricane of the season. And we, of course, have already had an early storm system that occurred a couple of months, a month or so ago, and it wasn't even a full-fledged tropical system. So we're on our way, and it looks like this season's number of storms will be close to normal, about 11 or 12 named storms. That's a little lower than what we expected earlier.
Yeah, we had talked about that yesterday with the folks at Colorado State lowering their predicted number of storms. But, you know, of course, as you've always told us, it only takes one if it happens to come, you know, up Mobile Bay. What about, you said the Atlantic is cooler, or what's causing this?
Yeah, the tropical Atlantic as well as the Caribbean, the waters are a little bit cooler than what we'd expect for this time of the year. And as a result of that, we're looking at more of the development as we get into the heart of the season to occur in the southwestern Atlantic, that is the Bahamas on in that area, and also, of course, the Gulf of Mexico. So even though we may not see as many of those long track storms out of the Atlantic, we still have the Gulf and the western Atlantic to focus on.
All right. Talk to me about the weather for today and for our weekend ahead.
Well, we've got partly cloudy skies for today. We've got a good chance for some shower and thunderstorm activity this afternoon. We still have that low-pressure system that went along the coast. It's now over Louisiana and headed toward Texas. And another little disturbance moving across northern Florida. So that'll help keep those all the afternoon hours fairly active here with thunderstorms. High today should be around 90 degrees. Now, tonight, a few thunderstorms are possible in the evening, low 70s for tonight. And then for the weekend, we've got a cold front that's going to be moving down through Alabama and Mississippi. This time of the year, we don't normally see too many of them. And usually what happens is they end up stalling before they reach the coast, and that appears to be the situation. So by Sunday, it'll be over the southern counties of Alabama, and there's a stationary front. What it will do, of course, is increase the thunderstorm activity during the afternoon and evening hours. And that's going to keep temperatures mainly in the upper 80s for the weekend. So your best time to be outside, any outside activities would be during the morning hours, because the afternoons will have scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms.
All right, Dr. Bill, with all that being said, it's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale. The weekend ahead lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What say you?
Well, as I've indicated, of course, the afternoons will see showers and thunderstorms. The temperatures will be a little bit below normal. Normal high is 91 degrees. So putting that all together, I'm going to go with a 1.7030. So 1.7030.
All right, Dr. Bill, sounds like it. Not bad for a summertime weekend.
Yeah, and again, watch out for those afternoon thunderstorms. The morning's the best time to be outside.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with her forecast and a talk on the tropics. 7:40, we're coming right back.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
Why does Dr. David Northcutt keep spreading lies about Chris Elliott? What does Dr. Northcutt have to hide? Several years ago, Dr. Northcutt was caught dispensing narcotics without a license. He pled guilty and was punished with probation. A few years later, the state of Alabama again charged Northcutt with 10 counts of providing false, fraudulent, misleading, and deceptive communications. And again, they found him guilty, and he paid thousands in fines. Today, Northcutt is facing another set of complaints, federal complaints, about his misuse of patients' private information. Who'd have thought a politician who's been found guilty of providing fraudulent communications? No wonder you can't trust David Northcutt to tell the truth. Get the facts at GuiltyDoctor.com.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
7:42, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. And not just a Friday, National Fried Chicken Day.
The Friday.
That's right, the Fried Chicken Friday. And we are asking your opinion on the online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. As you look down the voluminous list. This list keeps growing, and it's crazy. The who makes your favorite fried chicken, and we did by mistake. I took the bait, which was probably fried chicken, and put in chicken tenders fingers into the mix as well, and that has made the list grow. I have a mix of big chains, local gas stations, your house, different grocery stores on there, and a lot of people voting on the front page of FMTalk1065.com for your favorite fried chicken.
Now, as the votes are starting to roll in, we do have a couple that have taken the lead here in the first turn of the race.
Okay.
Popeyes and Hearts right now, ahead of the rest of them.
Two of my favorites.
So, everybody likes fried chicken. So I like going to Popeyes and Hearts. But if you have a favorite that you think is better than those, it's time to get on and vote, because Popeyes and Hearts, you don't want them to run away with this. You want to put yours on the top of the map.
That's right. And I wouldn't give you a day like National Fried Chicken Day without some fried chicken statistics. The folks over at National Today surveyed 1,000 people on how often they eat fried chicken. 30% said once a month or less. 22% said every couple weeks, 21% said about once a week, 22% said multiple times a week, and 6% said every day. every day. Wow. If I could and still be able to use my own legs for locomotion, maybe I would. But once a week.
What's awesome about those stats is 0% said they never eat fried chicken. Everybody eats fried chicken.
I have met some people who don't eat it over the years. And I've stared at them the way, you know, a dog stares, you know, through the like a weird noise or something. They cock in their head like, what is that? That's how I've looked at them. I know people who don't eat it, but they're few in number.
I go through phases. If I'm trying to be a little bit healthier, I'll still eat chicken. I'll eat chicken wings or whatever, right. but it won't be fried. But then when I'm being let's just say less healthy, then I all fried chicken all the time for me.
By the way, speaking of National Fried Chicken Day, fried chicken on discount today. KFC offering for $10, you get the chicken share, either 9 extra crispy tenders, 6 pieces of chicken, a lot of popcorn nuggets, or 12 wings, all for $10. Let's see, McDonald's is doing 20 chicken McNuggets for $4.99. Burger King says you can get 10 of their nuggets for $1.69 today on National Fried Chicken Day. Domino's Pizza? I guess they're doing everything now.
They cannot go on our list.
Yeah, I'm not letting that on. Choose anymore. Choose a medium two-topping piece of pasta, oven-baked sandwich, 8 pieces of chicken or stuffed cheesy bread, $5.99 each. And Church's Chicken today, doing a lot here. First of all, you can do their original or spicy bone-in chicken plus two sides, signature honey butter biscuits for just $5. Even better than the $5 chicken option is that Church's will donate $1 to Austin Pirine, that 4-year-old superhero out of Birmingham who's helping feed the homeless there. His campaign here to show love, what you need to do is if you sit down to some fried chicken today, take the picture and go on your social media and put @Church's, okay, that's their Twitter handle, @Church's, #showlove, #NationalFriedChickenDay, and they will donate up to $10,000, $1 per social media post.
That's just such a great story, yeah. And kudos to Church's for seeing that and jumping on it and trying to help out. And our friend John Sharp tweeted us. He says, I've now informed my wife that we will be dining at Champy's in Daphne tonight, now that that's been added to the list.
Yep, that's on there. Listen, go through the list over at FMTalk1065.com. And by the way, too, I saw a stat here from the people at National today. They asked a bunch of other questions about fried chicken. The one that stood out to me, it said 16% of Americans surveyed would marry fried chicken, would marry it. 50% love it. 16% even said they would marry it. So there you go. 7:45. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Lucy Greer. My family has served our community for over 100 years, and I'm thankful my husband, Spiro Chirigatis, shares that same passion for service. Spiro is a devoted husband and wonderful father. I just admire the way he leads his life with conservative Christian values. Spiro is in a runoff for district court judge. He needs your vote on July 17th to help make Mobile County a safer place for all of our families.
Hard name, harder on crime. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Spiro. P.O. Box 1964, Mobile, Alabama 36633.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A large fire sparked by fireworks in Destin is finally out. That fire started around 10:30 last night. It took firefighters hours to extinguish the blaze on the island side of the Destin Bridge. A 2-year-old boy is dead after drowning in his grandparents' pond in Van Cleve, Mississippi. This happened during a family outing July 4th. Brian Chapman's parents said it took just minutes to realize he had run over to the pond to prove he didn't need his swimmies. Still no arrest in a shooting at Bel Air Mall. Tuesday night, two men began arguing inside Victoria's Secret. Several shots were fired. 3 bullets hit a pair of mall kiosks. A 4-year-old boy from Alabama has inspired a national fried chicken chain to show some love. To mark National Fried Chicken Day, Church's Chicken is donating $1 per social media mention to help feed the homeless through Austin Perrine's Foundation. The 4-year-old found himself in the national spotlight in May when he was featured on CBS News for his good deeds. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump, it's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
The new 2-for-4 mix and match breakfast at Hardee's means you get two of our breakfast favorites for $4. Choose from the Frisco breakfast sandwich on buttery toasted sourdough or made from scratch biscuit sandwiches like the sausage and egg biscuit or the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. And 244 isn't some kind of secret code to get the deal. Just two sandwiches for $4. No password. So go hard at the Hardee's with the new $2 for $4 mix and match breakfast.
For limited time at participating restaurants. Tax not included.
7:49 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Mobile Bay Bears beat the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp 7-3 Thursday night. Jumbo Shrimp scored all three of their runs in the top of the first inning, and the Bay Bears answered quickly with three runs of their own in the bottom of the first, including a two-run home run from Jared Walsh. Mobile wasn't done, though. They added three runs from three different bats in the third inning and added another run in the sixth inning for good measure. Tonight, the Jumbo Shrimp and Bay Bears meet once again. First pitch of the Hanks scheduled for 7:05. In the major leagues on Thursday, the Atlanta Braves lost to Milwaukee 7-2. The Washington Nationals snapped a five-game losing streak and came back from nine runs down in a 14-12 barn burner win over Miami. Here's the final call from the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network.
And the Nats hold on to win it 14-12. I mean, the win of the year for the Washington Nationals, without a doubt. Down 9-0, they came back and beat the Marlins.
Elsewhere around the league, Minnesota snapped a six-game losing streak with a 5-2 win over Baltimore. Texas beat Detroit 7-5. The Houston Astros got a walk-off ninth-inning win over the Chicago White Sox 4-3. St. Louis hit three home runs, beating San Francisco 11-2. Seattle beat the LA Angels 4-1. And San Diego got the W over Arizona 6-3. On the PGA Tour, Webb Simpson shot a 9-under par 61 to lead after one round of a military tribute at the Greenbrier in West Virginia. Simpson leads Wee Kim by one stroke. Phil Mickelson and defending champion Xander Schauffele are in a large group of golfers tied five shots behind at 4-under par, and Bubba Watson seven shots back at 2-under par. On the 11th hole yesterday, Watson appeared to hurt his wrist on a bunker shot. He did finish the round, and round two begins this morning. At Wimbledon, former champions Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic both advanced to the third round with straight sets wins on Thursday. Here's Djokovic after beating Horacio Zaballos yesterday.
I respect and I don't underestimate any opponent, and obviously I'm very pleased with the way I played both matches.
In the biggest upset of the day, third seed Marin Cilic lost in five sets to Guido Pella. The third seed in the women's tournament also lost Thursday when Garbiñe Muguruza lost in three sets to Alison van Oetvonk. After 4 days at Wimbledon, only two of the top eight-seeded women are still in play. Today, the third round of the men's and women's singles begins with Roger Federer and both Serena and Venus Williams taking the court to try to advance to the next round. The quarterfinals of the World Cup begin today with two games. At 9 this morning, Uruguay will take on France. Uruguay will be hoping for goals from the feet of Luis Suarez and Edinson Cavani, while France hopes their 19-year-old prodigy Kylian Mbappe can continue his hot streak after he scored twice against Argentina. And then at 1 o'clock this afternoon, Neymar and Brazil face Belgium. The Brazilians are attempting to reach the World Cup semifinals for the second time in a row. 7:52 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, let's do this right now, too. You mentioned Bay Bears in action tonight. It is the Strikeout Domestic Violence Night at the Bay Bears to benefit the Penelope House. Let's do this. We'll give away a family four-pack of tickets along with the rally towel from the folks over at Penelope House for caller number six. So hopefully you got your ears on there in the production room, 343-0106, looking for color 6.
And don't forget, that comes with that sweet parking pass.
That's where
you can park right next to the stadium.
All right, family four-pack of tickets are yours. Color number 6, 343-0106.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Paid for by a committee to elect David Northcutt, P.O. Box 515, Montrose, Alabama, 36559.
Well, the state Senate election's coming soon.
And the two choices couldn't be more different.
I agree. I can't vote for Chris Elliott. Chris Elliott supported Build Baldwin Now. You know that property tax increase the county commission tried to pass a couple of years ago.
The one the voters rejected?
That's the one. And Chris Elliott received over $250,000 from Montgomery Special Interests, the same special interests that want to restrict gun rights and support Common Core. Now, they want to raise our gas taxes by 12 cents a gallon.
Baldwin County is taxed enough. I could never vote for Chris Elliott. That's why I'm supporting David Northcutt.
Me too. David Northcutt has pledged to not raise our taxes.
David Northcutt will shake up Montgomery and fight for us. That's what he's already done.
Anyone that Montgomery wants to stop is the best choice for us. We all need to vote David Northcutt.
Tell your friends. Vote David Northcutt for State Senate on July 17th.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Nice ride so far from Daphne, Spanish Fort, and across the Bayway back downtown. George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels. From Government, Spring Hill, and Dolphin at 65, we've seen light traffic. Airport all the way up towards Schillings Road. The regular delays. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, still accident-free. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. Available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery at PittsandSons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 755 FM Talk 106.5. It's time to find out what's cooking with Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. I tell you, I forgot it was fried chicken day.
Well, it's fine. You've got hot crab dip. We could put that hot crab dip on top of the fried chicken.
Mm. I don't know how that would taste.
Talk to us about how to do this.
Oh, man, okay, listen what. I get me some nice, fresh, jumbo lump crab meat, okay? It's really good. And that, the lump, usually that the big lump, it doesn't have a lot of shell in it. You can pick through. Of course, you won't get any shell out. But I take and I grate me up some pepper jack cheese and get me about a three-quarter cup of mayonnaise and some Parmesan cheese grated up really fine. I take and mince up some green onions and I roast me some garlic cloves, and then, of course, I mince it up really good. Then I throw a couple of tablespoons of Worcestershire in there. I put a couple of tablespoons of lemon juice, and then I hit it with a little hot pepper sauce and sprinkle a little salt and pepper and some dry mustard in it. I whip it all together, and when I get that all smooth, I fold the crab meat in it. Then I lay it out in a baking dish, and I slide it in the oven at about 325, and I bake it for about 35, 40 minutes till it's bubbly on top, you know. And, man, you just take it out and you just start dipping you some toast points or some bagel chips or some whatever you want to dip in, but it's pretty good stuff. That's all I can tell you.
That sounds fantastic. Even better would be having you prepare that for us or any of the other hundreds of recipes. Talk about getting in touch with you to get some food like this to our house.
Well, still got the phones on, so you can call me 473-3900. That's right, 3900. Had to think about that for a minute. And then, look, you can look me up on Facebook. Got a Facebook page. And it's really nice. I put all kind of nice pictures and recipes, stuff like that. I can go right to your station, your website, and get my recipes, too. And all that kind of good stuff. What else? Look me up on the web, namescatering.com. I think I've got an Instagram thing, too, because it ties in with Facebook, I found out. I'm just always learning stuff. You know, who says an old dog can't learn a few new tricks? I'm learning all the time.
I hear you. Alec, thank you, man. We appreciate it. It's What's Cooking with Alec Naiman. We do it every Friday right here on FM Talk 106.5. Hour number three on the way, and we're talking cooking too. When we come back, Chew's going to join us from Sip and Chew to talk fried chicken.
All right.